This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On your mind, friends. I'm Scott Hanlon. Todd Mitchell, Kevin Flynn, Dan the Man on the telly when you call us at 701-258-0550. 701-258-0550. Quick note of gratitude. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for sending us photos yesterday of your new coronavirus view on the world. Where you're working, how you're working, where you're listening. There's lots of social distancing going on alone in pickups. And we do have a winner of that ginormous prize package from MyPillow. We're going to announce the results of the poll. It's the president, the governors, the mayors, your elected leaders. Are they responding in a fashion that's about right? Not enough? Too much. Cures worse than the disease. I think the people that think the cure is worse than the disease are in shrinking numbers now, given what's happened to the numbers and the amount of cases that are spiking. These numbers are getting very real. Very real. No doubt about that. I mentioned yesterday. Over 500. You get days of that in a row when you have a daily flu tally of, 100 and some. You realize that it's very different. And I think the president realizes it's very different as well. If you heard his press conference yesterday, his tone, the numbers they're looking at, the possibilities, it's hard not to have a wake-up, an awakening, a wake-up call, a realization that, wow. Now, the president yesterday talked about getting to a peak in the U.S. of April 15th and coming down from that. But Governor Burgum yesterday talking about May 2nd for that peak. So, again, we're behind that wave a little bit. Everybody else, which did give us more time to prepare, and now they say we'll have enough healthcare assets to handle the various models and forecasts, so that's positive. Because people will die from this. People listening to this program right now will end up dying from this. And the numbers jumping alarmingly, so it's hard not to say, wow, what's happening here? So take all of this seriously. Don't think it's for somebody else. Do the basic simple things of keeping your distance from folks, washing your hands, sanitizing. We got the Clorox bleach out here on the microphones 2-3 times a day. All doing our part. Let's do that. But people will die as a result of this. People listening right now will die as a result of this. And the more we do, the less of that will happen. For sure. The gratitude that I do want to convey is for people taking the time to show us how they're listening, where they're listening, what they're doing, and also sharing their thoughts on this. And we'll announce the results of our poll and also the winner coming up in our final half hour today on the program. So stay tuned for that. We have some guests for you. Mike Lindell at the bottom of the hour. We'll be here. We're going to do part two of our conversation with him and talk about what he's done with the MyPillow factory to shut it down. To shut it down. We're powered by MyPillow here on the program, you know. We appreciate MyPillow very much and the support they give this program. And if you like this program, you want this program to continue, then you'll support MyPillow because they're one of us. They're in this. And right now, knowing these are challenging times, they've said darn near everything is buy one, get one. See the full list if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials. Then use the promo code Scott. And you'll get yourself a great deal. Buy one, get one. Or call them at 800-506-9028. We're powered by MyPillow here on the program. We appreciate them.
You know what I think is great is what Mike's doing. I saw Ford is transforming some factories to make ventilators. It's amazing. It's like a war. I mean, it is a war effort.
Well, and we heard, yeah. What, Rosie the Riveter, right? I mean, we remember from World War II this being done, and here we are doing it again. I am going to be maybe a little controversial in this statement for some, probably the same people that didn't like Mike Lindell talking about God in the Rose Garden with the president. I thought it was the perfect thing to say. But the only thing you can make sense out of this, but as bad as this is, as much as it's disrupting businesses and livelihoods and, you know, can I pay rent, can I not, all of that. And by the way, the Democrats are so bankrupt of any kind of ideas in North Dakota. They are so ridiculous. I mean, they take a tweet with a comment by Senator Cramer that was up for less than 10 minutes. It was obviously a mistake. It was obviously an autocorrect deal, immediately taken down, and then they run around and act like it's the most egregious thing ever. It's ridiculous. And then to stir up renters and pit renters versus landlords in the middle of a disaster, you know, there's nothing that I can muster in the way of a reasonable description of that. I can't say, well, that's just politics. Kylie Overson, stop it. Have you no shame? Who tells you to write this stuff? Just knock it off. It's no time for politics. I'm not going to sit here and rip Joe Biden every day and find every little flaw he has, and he's got a few, we know, but I'm not going there. You ought not to either. I know the Democrats could meet in a phone book in North Dakota. I know that's depressing. Phone booth. None of them in a phone booth.
I know what you meant, yeah.
You were amused by it, though, weren't you?
What's a phone booth?
Yeah. Who knows what that is anymore? Yeah. Hey, how about this? I'll change it up. The Democrats, they can meet in a small closet.
Yeah.
Right? And get a quorum.
A Volkswagen Beetle.
So that's not fun. It's depressing. I get it. Save your effort to fix it for another day. Don't use a disaster. Okay? Have you no decency? But I do think this is a chance for everybody to reset in a way. No matter the peril that comes, how am I going to pay for this? How am I going to pay for that? You know what? Worrying will not change it. Trusting will change it. Trust me on this one thing. Trusting. Don't be anxious. It's ungodly. Does nothing for you. Instead, takes years off your life. That's all. Find the good in this. It's there. It is there. And if you don't believe so, tell me. I mean, if you think that's the craziest thing you've ever heard, that's fine. That's why we call it What's on Your Mind. 701-258-0550. 800-228-0550. Let's see what Phil in West Fargo has to say today. Hello, Phil. What's on your mind?
I just want to give a shout-out to all the heroes that got to stay home in their apartments, opposed to all the rich people that are going to head for the lakes in another 4 weeks. I think Bergen's going to be a one-term governor, and I think you need to go to hashtag film your hospital, and you'll see what a hoax this whole thing really is. Thank you for taking my call.
A hoax of this thing is. So how many deaths does it have to be to not be a hoax? Oh, Phil didn't want to stick around and actually defend any of his comments. Governor Doug Burgum, I believe, is doing I'll make you a little wager, Phil. You want to do a pillow wager? Doug Burgum is going to be reelected by more of a percentage than he was before any of this happened. And he already was on his way to, you know, winning 80-20. So, I mean, that's just fantasy land. Are you rich, Kevin? Are you rich?
Yeah, right. No, Not even close.
You work in radio. You can't be rich.
No.
Todd, are you rich? No, you're
Todd, I live at the lake.
But you live at the lake.
Yep.
You're not a rich person, though.
I have lots of friends that aren't near rich, and they have a place at the lake. So just saying, brother.
Phil, class warfare sucks.
Yeah, don't do that.
Class warfare is victimhood. Class warfare is stuff Democrats do. You have, so I take. Find a different gear, man. Find a different gear. Lonnie West of Grand Forks, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott. First-time caller.
God bless you for that. Thanks.
And I just calling in. My wife works for the post office, and they're always telling how good they're taking care of their employees, which they're not even getting cleaning supplies to the small rural post offices.
They can't afford a few Kleenexes there at the post office? I mean,
they're not getting their cleaning supplies.
Wow.
I just bought them.
Hang on a sec, Lonnie. Don't go away. We have a break here. Come back with more. We'll chat.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Mineral Tracker is now offering full mineral management services. We understand that some folks just want someone who's knowledgeable and trustworthy handling their interests. Right here in Western North Dakota, you can put our local experts to work for you. It won't cost you an arm and a leg, and you can rest assured your asset is being maintained and looked after, making life simpler and more enjoyable. Give us a call today at 833-842-2924 to explore our full mineral management services.
Tioga, a place to grow, a place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas, a place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant Main Street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Is 81 today, so happy birthday, Rudolph. What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friends in beautiful Tioga, North Dakota. Now, tell you what, you want to find a community with great schools, with a great spirit, good folks. Of course, that Hess plant has been there a long, long time, way back to the 50s, so has an important partner in the community and so many other wonderful things as well going on in beautiful Tioga, North Dakota. Find out more at TiogaND.org, TiogaND.org. And don't forget, won't be long, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, Freedom Fest, they do all those fun things. So, TiogaND.org. Experience a different point of view. Back to Lonnie to talk about the post office after we hear President Trump yesterday in the task force briefing. Here's a little what he had to say.
We're going to go through a very tough 2 weeks. And then hopefully, as the experts are predicting, as I think a lot of us are predicting after having studied it so hard, you're going to start seeing some real light at the end of the tunnel. But this is going to be a very painful, very, very painful 2 weeks. I know our citizens will rise to the occasion, and they already have sacrificed a lot. We had the greatest economy in the history of our country. We had the greatest economy in the world. We had the best unemployment numbers and employment numbers that we've ever had by far. We sent a large number of ventilators to Michigan. We're sending them to Louisiana. We sent additional ventilators to New York, additional ventilators to New Jersey. And I will say, in New York, FEMA is supplying 250 ambulances and 500 EMTs to help respond to the increasing caseload.
President Trump yesterday, to detect that tone,
yeah,
based
boy.
On those numbers.
You can tell.
We'll play some clips from Tony Fauci, Anthony Fauci, and also Deborah Birx as well. I like them both. I really do. They're just the kind of scientists that can explain things in English, but give you the right data to say, do I believe this or do I not? Got a good team there. Vice President Pence, too, is unbelievable. Lonnie West of Grand Forks was calling us here about his wife in the post office and the post office not even giving basic cleaning supplies to the post office. Do they have a supervisor? I mean, could she say something, Lonnie? What do they do?
Yeah, she does have a supervisor, but they're just telling her they're trying to do the best they can, but they're not getting the proper PPE out there or anything for these people. So
are they on their own?
People coming. What's up?
Are they on their own then? Does she have to buy her own, or what do they do?
Yeah, basically, yeah, because I just ended up buying a bunch of gloves for her and her carriers to use. So that's just kind of one of those things that are out there. That, I mean, they say they're trying, but, I mean, it's not coming fast enough. So.
Well, that's not a good deal at all. And maybe at the minimum we could get some cleaning supplies for the post office. If there's anybody in that situation, you work for the federal government, you're not getting what your basic needs are. That's kind of crazy. Hang on, Lonnie, if you would, and we'll get some information from you and see if we can help another way. My gosh. You know, I saw something, too, the other day about the amount of products in the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
None of those come from your state, for the most part.
Yeah.
Certainly not in North Dakota.
Nope.
Right? Because those kind of plants don't exist. Right? So they come from somewhere else. They put in a bag and package, put in our truck and sent here. Well, you know, does somebody wipe down the cereal box? Does somebody wipe down the UPS box, the
great
FedEx
point.
Box,
yep.
the mail? So, I mean, I would go to all those extremes. You don't know where it's been. How about the money? Ooh.
Yeah. Well, that's always a thing, too.
Yeah.
Even more now, but. You know, one thing, Scotty, on disinfecting and things, a lot of people think of Clorox wipes or, you know, especially younger, it seems that they don't know about bleach. Just a gallon of bleach. A gallon of bleach will last you a year, at least. If you want to, you know, a little capful to 3 gallons, and you're disinfecting all day.
Daniel, if you could take the number from Lonnie, we'll get back in touch after the show. I'm watching Vice President Pence and Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue at a Walmart distribution facility in Georgia, and it's so unbelievable. See how everybody's got their hands behind their back?
Yeah.
So, you know, they help the person not, and Mike Pence, a few times, his hand goes out like to shake. Everything's different. Can't shake hands. And just sort of looks bizarre. Looks like you're being rude, but it's the new normal. Carol in Southwest North Dakota, what's on your mind?
Good morning. I have a daughter who works at CHI in Bismarck. And no, she is not a medical person. She's a cleaning lady. And they are not allowed to wear masks on the floor because it sends the wrong message to people.
What?
In, She is in and out of these rooms all day, 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week, and she is not allowed to wear a mask because it sends the wrong impression. And I know the nurses and the doctors have a far greater exposure, I think. I'm not sure on that, but I think they do. But still,
Carol,
these cleaning people need to be taken care of.
Sure, yeah. I guess I could see if they say we have a limited supply of masks and we need to, you know, but if they're saying
right.
we don't, we're sending the wrong message, wow. We'll check that out too, Carol, okay? I appreciate you calling. We'll
okay,
do a little
have a good day.
We'll ask them specifically. Somebody just sent me a photo of Minot. I can't tell if this is 83 or what, but it's a mess. A mess. Ice, snow, the whole works. So watch those travel conditions, folks. Really tough. Also, Highway 85, Texas said, super slippery. Really bad. Be careful there. Jason in Jamestown, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Jason.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about we have an influx of out-of-state fishermen coming to our state right now. They don't seem to be taking warning, and I just want to know why our state hasn't taken some steps against it. Why are we still selling non-resident licenses?
Well, what would you do, though? I see you just stopped selling the licenses. You can't really stop them at the, you know.
Right, but if you didn't sell the license, they couldn't come here.
Right. Your point is, well, they're probably still going to come here. They're just going to get here and find out they can't get the non-resident license. Wouldn't they buy them online?
Well, right. A lot of guys buy them online. And I know my nephew that lives in Bismarck was down fishing south of Bismarck last weekend, and he said there was 60 to 80 rigs down there with Minnesota and Wisconsin plates, and it's like nobody seems to be really taking this seriously.
Yeah, we will ask that question of the folks at Game and Fish.
That'd be great.
I think it's, you know, go fishing. I mean, but if you're coming to, from New York City to go fishing here, then there's going to be a little bit of a problem given what we're dealing with in the way of the spread, you know.
Right, too, but you still have to stop and you're going to have to eat and you're going to have to do a few things, too, if you're coming from Wisconsin or Minnesota. And we go, you know, you could be infected and you don't even know it.
Yeah, interesting point. We will add that one to the list. We've got a busy morning to check all these things out. We'll get on it, Jason, okay?
Yep, bye.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the call.
That goes back to just stay home. Fish close to your home.
There you go. Michael and Dell coming up here in a moment. Plus, I'm hearing that we're not winning the battle in keeping the Coal Creek Station open, and it's kind of a sad deal. Preventable. Tell you about that, too, coming up. Don't go away.
Fuel prices have dropped. Now's the time to get your bulk fuel storage tank from True North Steel. True North Steel has been providing tank solutions for over 75 years. Contact your salesperson today at TrueNorthSteel.com. Tanks range from 300 to 12,000 gallons and double or single wall. Built for vertical and horizontal installation, ensuring to meet your application needs. Their custom designed tanks meet STI certifications. Reserve yours today at TrueNorthSteel.com.
I'm Jim, I'm IndieFlagpoleGuy.com, and I invite you to my exciting web and local television series, The Flagpole Guy Chronicle. We're documenting historical events of patriotism all across the Fruited Plains, stories of faith, hope, and love, celebrating the American experience and the American dream. Join me on YouTube, or check your local listings. And thank you.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit IndieFlagpoleGuy.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The nation's Surgeon General says as many as 250,000 people in the United States could die from the coronavirus, even if people are practicing social distancing measures, though Dr. Jerome Adams says it is possible to curb those staggering predictions.
Those projections are definitely sobering, but they don't have to be our reality. If we really do our part, stay at home, social distance, then we can flatten our curve even below those projections. But it really depends on all of us.
He was speaking on NBC's Today Show. The head of the CDC says there could be a second wave of the virus later this year. Dr. Robert Redfield telling an NPR station this morning he expects the virus to peak in April or May, but then there could be a big second wave in the late fall or early winter. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
It's your thing. Do what you wanna do.
Yeah.
I can't tell you who to talk to. It's your thing.
Isley Brothers' first trip into the top 10 in 1969.
I can't tell you who to talk to. If you want me to love you.
Isley, who is
moves going there?
Got himself a birthday today.
Scotty, quit dancing. We have a radio show.
Yeah,
now.
There you go.
Mike Lindell be unseen. I don't care how much bleach you have.
Yeah, Mike Lindell, join us in a moment here. Sherry in Williston right now. Sherry, what's on your mind?
Yeah, after all this is done, or even now, I maybe have a little bit different lookout. I mean, this is serious, but. I'm hoping how those people that are at home with their significant other, their spouses, their kids, I hope that we come out of this realigning our priorities. You know, maybe this is a chance for families to reconnect and for kids to be able to spend some really good quality and time and just enjoy each other. I know what's happening is bad, but I'm looking for the silver lining. And I'm hoping that the majority of society comes out of this looking out for your neighbor and your loved ones, but realizing what we've missed spending time with our families.
Couldn't have been said any better, Sherry. You're absolutely right. And, you know, neighbor of mine said, we're out the other day, driveway, and he said, it's like the 50s again. I mean, people are all walking and biking and families are eating together again. And, you know, you're taking the time for those things. And that's the bedrock of America. That's what made America great. And we've lost that. So this could be just exactly what we need to reset. Sherry, I couldn't agree with you anymore. Good old-fashioned common sense in Williston, North Dakota there from Sherry. Thank you very much. Mike Lindell is here, the founder, the inventor of MyPillow, and the author of, ladies and gentlemen, one great book. You talk about, just think of yourself having some of the challenges Mike did to remove himself from an addiction to crack and being able to build a company like MyPillow. You can do anything you set your mind to. Remember that in these tough times. The book is a great one, From Crack Addict to CEO. What are the odds? Mike Lindell back with us. Nice to have you back
again. Hey, Scott, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Had a busy day yesterday. I was on 22 media outlets from 6 a.m. to 9 o'clock last night nonstop.
I love it. Did any of them ask you why you decided to read something from the Bible and invoke God in the protection of those protecting our country at this time? Any crazy White House reporters asking any stupid questions like that or anything?
Yeah, that's what it was all about. It was all the way to, they even had a late night host, Jimmy Fallon, said, yeah, my guest tonight, one of them is my pillow. We don't know, but we don't know why he's here. You know, there were so many mocking, so many horrible things. Jim Acosta, telling that, you know, why is my pillow there? Why is Mike Lindell there? And, you know, I don't know, Jim, because the president wanted to say throw these companies that are trying to help save lives, and we're making 50,000 masks a day. And I started hearing on the shows as the day progressed, I was getting more, you know, I felt myself getting upset. Normally I don't get upset by the media. I don't mind them attacking me, and I really don't. They can attack me all they want for my opinions, for me, you know, saying we should spend time right now in the Bible, read our Bibles, be with our families, like the guest you just had on. And, you know, but I don't like them when they attack me that the president had a different agenda, or that Mike Lindell is there, that he wanted, the president had his friends there so they could, you know, advertise their business. Are you kidding? I know that's the first time ever that I've even been around the president or said something about my pillow, because I don't bring my pillow, my business, into helping him out. And you know that, Scott. I've spoken at rallies and stuff. I keep that separate from my pillow, even in my advertising. I do what's best for my customers and my employees. And here they twisted it like I was there to advertise my pillow. I think everybody knows who my pillow is. I only said my pillow because I wanted to say how hard my workers are and what I've done at my business to make it employees safe. I've done, you know, great things. And, you know, they can all go on break alone. You know, they can take their breaks alone. So they don't, I don't want them coming to work in any fear. And boy, it was just so upsetting yesterday to hear that there's even people out there that have, we're all in this together, and the president's got enough things going. These hard decisions he has to make, getting people back to work versus, you know, how much is it going to cost in lives here. I'm still upset from yesterday, a few of them.
There is good in this world and there is evil in this world. And
absolutely.
When you see that kind of venom towards you, mainly, I believe, because you are bold, you know, in your evangelizing, you're bold in your sharing of your faith. And, you know, I think that's a wonderful thing that can save lives for an eternity.
Oh yeah,
you know, and it drives
me crazy. I didn't mind those attacks, because those attacks I expected. When I said it, I turned to the president. I said, "Can I say some things off the cuff?" And he said, "Yeah." And he didn't expect that. And he even said, "I didn't expect this." So at least everybody knows that I did that. But boy, did they slam me for talking about God and reading the Bible. But the parts I didn't like was, you know, the president and they, you know, to have me there. What about those other CEOs? He's been bringing people in because he's a vacuum cleaner of knowledge. He wants to take in all the knowledge. I was there for a round table, Scott. I was invited to a round table. I thought that thing that was written, the main part, was just to tell everyone in our group inside when we were with the vice president. And then all of a sudden we're going to go out to the Rose Garden. They said, well, no, Mike, he might call you up there. That's what those are for. I'm going, what?
And I don't think people realize you called him a vacuum cleaner of knowledge. And I've heard this before. Our own Governor Burgum has said, you know, formerly one of the top heads at Microsoft under Bill Gates, and started Great Plains Software, sold to Microsoft, now our governor. He'd been in a lot of meetings in his day building companies, right? And he said, I've never seen anybody operate in a meeting like that, because he goes, like the way he does, he goes around the table and he just listens to everybody, and then he comes back with questions at you, and you recognize that he's taking all this in. So, I mean, describe that. That's got to be pretty amazing to see that happen by the president of the United States.
Right, and that's when I left there, I want everybody to know, I left there with a confidence and a hope I never had like this. It just lifted me up, which now I can bring that to the people. Our president, he takes, and that's why he keeps bringing people. He's now working, he worked 20 hours a day anyway, but now every minute of it, every single minute of it. I was just on the, getting interviewed a half hour ago by Actually, it was the New York Times, and I was telling them, and they're going, you know, to ask me all these questions. I said, you know, I said, I would want nobody in the world in our right now in the place that he's in other than Donald Trump, because he'll take in all the knowledge, but I said, it's a moving target every day. The deviations change. Well, now you have this input. But what he's doing, he's able to get these. I was so encouraging. One of the governors called him and said, you know, I can't get this. And they say it's going to be 4 months, and normally it would take 10 months. But they said, well, we can get it to you in four. Now, our president made a call, got it done in 4 days. He took the bureaucracy out of it. That's what he does. He just goes, no, we're doing this. We're saving lives. And he's got, I want everybody to know, he's one of the best listeners I've ever seen in my life, a genius. He will take the problem, and here's the solution. But now there's this God-given thing that he has, that God gave him. He knows what it's going to manifest to. That's really key. You can solve a short-term problem, but he has a gift going. And that's why you see, even I've seen before, you go back the last couple of years, I'm going, wow, he's doing that. I try and think of the manifestation. Where's it going to end, or what's it going to out to? And I go, that can't be, you know, that's going to be wrong. And everything is going, wow. He knew all along it was going to manifest to this. So I just want everybody to know we've got the best guy in history for such a time as this. And like your gal, like I'm going to add to what she said on the phone, the time spent with our families now and stuff, and see what, you know, and get back to, like I said in my speech, you know, this is a time to get back to God. Our nation turned its back on God. And we get people back to God and read our Bibles. When we come out of this, I tell you what, our president, this is going to be a safer place. He did say that. He goes, we will never be reliant on China again for all our medical stuff. We are going to be ready. We are going to, the technologies they're making now, there's so many technologies and stuff they're doing now. We're going to be 100 times safer from anything that's ever going to hit us again. It's like, it's kind of like 9/11. After 9/11, Scott, what happened was we got, you know, stadiums you go into and they're checking you at the thing. And we've all, you know, I think we all agreed that made us a safer country. You come in and you go through airports and it's kind of a pain, but we all go through it and we all accept it because it's a safety. It's for our safety.
Tell us what you've done with the plant and how you're distributing those masks right now.
We are doing, with the plant, we've gotten, we're hoping to get up to 50,000 a day. The cloth masks, we're becoming an informational center. We're being taking things in. We're hoping to get some N95s in to get those that we did for some of the hospitals. But we're distributing them. My hometown in Martin County, Minnesota, Fairmont, Minnesota, I heard that they had a breakout there, and we're delivering cases and cases of them today. That's my next call when I get off. I just found that out this morning. That's where I go hunting. That's where I grew up when I was a kid. All my relatives are down there, right on the Iowa-Minnesota border. So we're getting local. We do stuff locally, but yet we're reaching directly to the hospitals. The vice president said his team said, Mike, you know, rather than go through, we bring it over here to FEMA and they'll distribute. No, he says, you already got the connections. They know you. You just bring it right to the hospital. So that's what it, once again, saving time, right?
Unbelievable. Saving time, direct right to the hospitals, 50,000 a day, converting a pillow plant. All the more reason, if you're not sleeping on a MyPillow, you're not sleeping on a pillow of a patriot, a God-fearing man that is helping this country in enormous ways right now, and I encourage you to do so. Just use the promo code Scott. Buy one, get one offers all over the place right now. All kinds of things under the Radio Listener Special tab at MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott or call him at 800-506-9028. Stay in touch, Mike. Be safe. God bless you. Appreciate everything you're doing.
All right. God bless. Thanks for having me.
Mike Lindell, everybody, the founder, the inventor. And the author, you can get that at the book at MyPillow.com, too. The book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. That's him. He did it.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
On your mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinton, 11 before the top of the hour. Texter says, why doesn't Trump just refine USA crude for the next 90 days, like Rick Perry said last night on Tucker Carlson? Why are we importing crude? Save all the businesses. That question has been around for a while. My understanding is, even if you didn't take any crude from out of the country, and I don't think we should either, it would only represents like 10% or something of of the refinery space. And then second of all, that's heavy crude. Bakken crude, for instance, is sweet crude, so the refinery space for that isn't as plentiful as is the heavy crude. So, but we got to do everything in our power. We need a Marshall Plan against what's going on right now, because if we lose the battle and you allow Saudi Arabia and Russia to decide what the price of oil is, what you'll have, folks, I know what you're saying. Well, that's kind of good for me because the price of gas is like so cheap. I love this price of gas is cheap. We all do. But the cost of that to the economy, to employees, everything else, number one, is so huge. Number two, guess what? As soon as they break the back of the American shale industry, they own the show. And guess what happens to gas prices and the price of oil? And the economic impact goes there. So it's short-lived. It won't last. It is short. Just remember that, okay? Remember that. But I like your idea. My thing is, I just get a bunch of people in the room. I mean, Senator Cramer was on a phone call night before last with President Trump and many other officials by the end of the phone call talking about solutions here. So it's being worked on. It definitely is being worked on. Senator Hoban's put out the... some things. I think everybody's, you know, obviously Kelly Armstrong's an oil guy. There's a lot of efforts. The governor said before, he's one of the first to say strategic petroleum reserve, let's put oil in there. And, of course, Nancy Pelosi didn't like that. So we're going to have a battle on our hands for this one, folks. And we're going to have to get very creative. We really are. No different than we're doing to fight to save baseload energy and coal. And now you got a food fight between people who shouldn't be preventing investment in McLean County out of a score settling or any other place in North Dakota on this battle for the Coal Creek Station. I want the Coal Creek Station to stay. I don't want to shut down. I don't care who owns it. If GRE doesn't prefer that method anymore, that's great. They've said they're going to build wind projects. So then three members of the county commission in McLean County go, up yours. We don't want your wind project. Oh, okay, well, then you take the megawatts and the millions and put them in Minnesota. Do you feel better now? There's still that wind generation. It's just not in your state. Do you feel better now because guess what you lost? $12 million in annual lease payments to North Dakota landowners? All the construction that comes from that? It's 800 megawatts. So... you know, here's what I say when I get frustrated about deals like this. Get in a room, figure this out. Stop your, you know, stop it. Jessica Unruh, stop writing letters and get in a room with people and figure it out. Okay? Everybody get in a room, figure it out. All of us together. Hope they do it before it's too late. Those are two very, very important industries to the future of North Dakota.
Yes, but will there be confrontation? I don't do well with
there might be, and there's a whole lot of sort of passive aggressive, you know, this group over here saying this group over here saying that. Knock it off.
Amen.
Philip in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
I always forget to mention this when I call in. This is a pure, just 100% capitalist, shameless plug for Mike Lindell and MyPillow. From the mouth of babes, my 3-year-old and my 5-year-old absolutely will not sleep unless they have their MyPillow.
Wow. Start them young, we say. Hey. Start them young. That's beautiful.
There you go.
That's beautiful.
We've tried because we've washed them and put in it, because that's the other nice thing about them is you can wash them. And toddlers drool. So being able to wash the pillow is huge. We've tried to wash the pillow and give them a different one for the night. Nope, not having it. If they don't have their MyPillow, they don't even want to crawl into bed.
Reminds me when our girls were young. Blankie, I wore my blankie. You know, they wouldn't go to sleep without the blanket. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, and the blankets can rotate. They've got a rotation on the blankets.
They do, but not the pillow, huh?
Few ones.
Not the pillow.
No. Oh. My brother-in-law got them the travel-size My Pillows a couple years ago, and they absolutely have to have them.
Really cool story, Phil, and I appreciate you sharing. And right now, if you haven't bought one before, I think it's a great time to say thank you, Mike Lindell, for standing up for God and country, shutting down your plant, giving away masks, not building pillows right now, doing what it takes for the country, and saying, you know what, I'm going to be a MyPillow family, too. The towels, the sheets, the pillows are the best. And all you got to do is go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, okay?
Yeah, we haven't ordered any sheets or towels yet, but that's coming up in the very near future.
They'll love those, too. Thank you, Phil. And we never, ever dissuade anybody from giving a shameless plug.
Oh, no.
No, no. Come on. We want that. We love it. Absolutely love it. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Oasis Petroleum. Remember, when we're not here on the air, you got us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's no kidding. All you need to do is call the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo Hotline, 855-200-1776. More coming up, folks.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.